This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Resist Normalization of Nuclear Weapons Industry in New Mexico. Leading up to the 75th year since the Trinity atomic bomb test in New Mexico and the U.S. bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki next year, there are a plethora of events, activities, and dialogues taking place to normalize the nuclear weapons industry in New Mexico. Knowing the details of the harm done to all living beings by the nuclear weapons industry, CCNS is resisting these attempts. There are two events of note. They are Friday, August 2nd, opening of the Black Hole Atomic City State of Decay exhibition in Albuquerque, and the Saturday, August 3rd, Hiroshima Peace Day commemoration in Los Alamos. Dedicated to alternative stories of the nuclear business in New Mexico, the Black Hole Atomic City State of Decay exhibition examines the combined burden of nuclear byproducts and waste that decays over tens of thousands of years on the people of New Mexico. It questions the theft and decimation of sacred indigenous lands. It examines how involuntary radiation exposures affect future generations. It asks about the ongoing threats from transportation, storage, and disposal of radioactive wastes. Barbara Grothis, exhibition organizer, said, quote, "The tired story of profiteers of the nuclear business in New Mexico has worn thin. For generations, indigenous people and residents of their colonized lands have suffered and died for the state of decay. Their stories must no longer go unheard," end quote. The exhibition is at the Sanitary Tortilla Factory located at 401 2nd Street Southwest in Albuquerque. It will be up until Friday, August 30th. Also, the 16th Annual Hiroshima Peace Day Commemoration and Peace Vigil will take place on Saturday, August 3rd in Los Alamos. People will gather at Ashley Pond in the center of town at 2 p.m. Participants will remember the 74th anniversary of the bombings at the place where the first nuclear weapons were built and where they continue to be built. There will be a silent procession towards Los Alamos National Laboratory. Participants may sit in silence for 30 minutes in sackcloths or burlap bags and ashes, which will be provided. Participants will walk back to Ashley Pond for discussion and reflection led by Father John Deere, an activist and author. He said, quote, "We've been going to Los Alamos every August for 16 years now to pray and speak out for the abolition of nuclear weapons, but the world's violence and war-making is only worsening while we continue to waste billions of dollars on these weapons of mass destruction," end quote. For more information, please contact Ellie Vousselets at ellievout@gmail.com or 505-474-8557. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.